Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess and Ellie with your 11 a.m. Zlines. Police have suspended the bushland search for missing Queenslander Phoebe Bishop. However, we'll continue to investigate her disappearance. The 17-year-old was last seen on May 15 in the coastal city of Bundaberg. Late last week, police began searching Goodnight Scrub National Park, which was announced as a location of interest. Dogs, water police, and drones were amongst the resources used in the five-day search. Police have released that items of interest have been collected for forensic examination, however show indicators of having been moved before the bushland search began. Today, the bushland search has been suspended with Detective Acting Inspector Ryan Thomas saying that the investigation will continue in other areas of interest.
The regional town of Kingaroy has been put on a lockdown while police fear a gunman is on the loose, after gunshots were reported on an Arthur Street property just before 4 a.m. this morning. The public Kingaroy Hospital has also been restricted until further notice due to the incident. Police have described a 25-year-old male gunman as a slim-build Caucasian travelling in a black Suzuki Swift with false number plates. The police operation continues, so keep up to date with more coverage on the lockdown. In national news, day 20 of the Erin Patterson murder mushroom case happened yesterday. If you haven't been following along, Victorian resident Erin Patterson was charged with 3 counts of murder and 1 attempted murder after she served her in-laws a beef Wellington containing deathcap mushrooms. The court case has been ongoing for the past 20 days. Recent updates in the case have Patterson's defence maintaining that the poisoning was accidental. She claimed to have used a mix of dried and fresh mushrooms, including some purchased from an Asian grocer, which she described as smelling odd. A Victorian Department of Health official testified that it was highly unlikely that commercial mushroom supply chains were contaminated, suggesting the mushrooms were not commercially sourced. Officers have also asked Miss Patterson if she owned a dehydrator or had foraged mushrooms in the past. She told them no, but was found to have a manual in her house for a dehydrator. Footage was also shown of a dehydrator being dumped at a waste facility by a woman days after the initial incident.
Federal Politics Live, Bridget McKenzie rejects claims Nationals leader David Littleproud misled party. Littleproud is facing a backlash on 2 fronts after the Nationals quit the federal coalition last week. Some senior Liberal MPs believe the two parties can only be reunited if Littleproud steps down. Nationals MP Klein Boyce told the Sydney Morning Herald today that Littleproud misled colleagues over the extent of demands made during the split with the Liberals. Quote, how David Littleproud's leadership pans out in the long term is unknown. I can't support a man who misleads the party room. End quote. In international news, 5-year-old Ward Sheki Khalil has survived an Israeli strike on a school where she was seeking shelter with her family. Speaking to the ABC in Gaza, the 5-year-old explained that she escaped the fire by walking on the side of the room. Quote, my mother's room was smashed and the ceiling fell on me. I escaped the fire, then came back and found no one. I was on my own. End quote. Ward's mother and 5 siblings were killed during the attack, but her father and brothers survived and are awaiting treatment in hospital. Global concerns are growing over Israel's conduct in Gaza, with leaders calling for immediate halt in Israel's current escalation. The forceful language from world leaders, including Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, has been welcomed but also criticised as coming far too late for the Palestinian population in Gaza.
For your weather today, it's bloody cold! It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.